From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey Dex here, August 3rd. What actually moved in crypto? 5 stories, no hopium. Let's get into it. First, from Be In Crypto, Bitcoin is now calmer than South Korea's AI-driven stock market. Bitcoin, posted lower return volatility than South Korea's benchmark stock index this year. Bloomberg data shows. A national stock gauge just outswung crypto's most watched asset. By comparison, the KOSPI's daily returns swung 63% from their average pace this year. Bitcoin swung just 48%. Two chip makers integral to the South Korean market are driving the gap. Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix supply the memory chips powering the AI boom. Their shares have surged so fast that the pair now make up more than half the KOSPI's weight. Next, second, from Be In Crypto, weak June, jobs data lifted Bitcoin to $62,000. Will Friday send Bitcoin tumbling? Bitcoin's last brush with a non-farm payrolls report ended in a rally. Friday's edition of the same report may not treat traders as kindly. Back on July 2nd, June's jobs data missed forecasts badly. The U.S. economy added just 57,000 payrolls, far below the roughly 115,000 economists expected. Bitcoin jumped 4% to near $62,000 that day, then kept climbing toward $64,000 over the following weekend as traders bet the miss would keep the Federal Reserve from hiking rates. Why this time looks different? Friday's July payrolls report carries a much higher bar. Up next, third, from Crypto Slate. 10 mystery investors are using 2,180 Bitcoin to completely hijack a NASDAQ company and gut its leadership. Zhibao Technology, a NASDAQ-listed Chinese insurtech company, signed a $154.7 million private investment in public equity, PIPE, agreement payable in 2,380 Bitcoin. If it closes, investors would take control of the board and management. No closing had been disclosed as of Augji. 1. Under the July 31st Securities Purchase Agreement, investors would buy 442 million units at 35 cents each. Every unit contains one Class A ordinary share plus a 2-year warrant to buy another Class A share at 35 cents, and then. 4th, from Crypto Slate, Luno blocks crypto transfers for some users, leaving a late August cash-out deadline before monthly fees hit. Crypto platform Luno has stopped customers covered by its regional exit notice from sending their crypto to another wallet or exchange. With that option closed, their remaining standard route is to sell their holdings and withdraw the cash to a bank du Augarbois 31 before Luno closes their accounts on September 1. Restrictions began June 1st, when Luno disabled deposits, crypto purchases, and incoming crypto for affected customers. Selling, bank withdrawals, and outgoing crypto transfers remained available until June 29th. Next, 5th, from Bitcoinist, Solana Foundation. CISO warns, AI is making crypto scams. More convincing, Solana Foundation's new Chief Information Security Officer, Michael Coates, has warned that AI is making crypto scams more convincing, especially through social engineering, phishing, and voice-based impersonation. The warning is not about a flaw in Solana's blockchain or smart contracts. It is about the way attackers target people. That distinction matters. Crypto security used to be discussed mostly in terms of code, smart contracts, bridges, wallets, private keys, and validators. Those are still important. Up next, 6th, from Crypto Briefing. Bitcoin spot ETFs report $62 million in net outflows, ending 3-week inflow streak. $62 million left Bitcoin spot ETFs on net, ending a 3-week run of fresh money. The outflow follows a period where weekly inflows averaged around $40 million, driven by renewed retail interest and a brief rally in Bitcoin price. This reversal suggests a modest risk-off tilt as investors reassess exposure amid broader market volatility. For a trader, the signal is simple. The flow swing hints that sentiment is cooling, so keeping a watchful eye on on-chain metrics and upcoming macro data will be more useful than chasing the headline. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. And then, seventh, from Cointelegraph, ColdCard's 5-year flaw reveals hardware wallet testing gap. Kraken's security chief. ColdCard's 5-year flaw reveals hardware wallet testing gap. Kraken's security chief. The 5-year bug escaped detection because auditors verified that the intended random number generator existed, but not that it was being called. ColdCard's 5-year seed generation flaw has exposed a broader weakness in how hardware wallets are independently tested, according to Kraken Chief Security Officer Nick Percoco. In an ex post on Sunday, Percoco said the incident should be a wake-up call for hardware wallet makers, calling for independent testing to verify that the approved source of randomness is Next. Eighth, from Crypto Briefing. Bitcoin whale transfers 730 Bitcoin worth $46 million after 4 years dormant. Dormant whale activity highlights potential market volatility and underscores the importance of security in cryptocurrency asset management. The post-Bitcoin whale transfers 730 Bitcoin worth $46 million after 4 years dormant appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next. Ninth, from Crypto Briefing. South Korean chipmakers drag emerging market equities lower as Bitcoin holds steady near $64,000. Emerging market equities face volatility due to concentrated risks in South Korean chipmakers, highlighting the fragility of AI-driven markets. The post-South Korean chipmakers drag emerging market equities lower as Bitcoin holds steady near $64,000 appeared first on Crypto Briefing, and then, 10th, from Bitcoinist, South Korean police. Arrest 3 in $9 million fake XRP staking case. South Korean police have arrested 3 suspects tied to an alleged fake XRP staking platform that reportedly defrauded 71 investors out of 3.4 million XRP, worth about $9 million. South Korean police reporting identifies the platform as fxrpn2work.com and says authorities froze 17.3 billion won in digital assets on overseas exchanges. The case is still ongoing, so the legal framing needs to stay careful. Arrests are not convictions. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.